associated with University of Nebraska, and offering our condolences to Nick Pasquale. Hopefully I pronounced the name, his last name, the right way. And his family, UCLA, everybody associated with their program and dealing with the tragedy that they're dealing with. And I know that's a lot bigger than any football game. And we wish our thoughts and prayers, everybody associated with Nebraska is with Nick, his Nick's family, Coach Mora, their football team, everybody associated with UCLA and getting through this, because obviously it's got to be a very difficult time for them. But you know, going through the week after the weekend, we looked at the film. Just what I thought. There were some good things. There was some improvement made. There was a lot of a lot that still needs to get cleaned up in all phases of the game. But I thought we made some progress as a football team, but we still got a long way to go to get to where we want to be. And today offers us that next opportunity to go out there and get better this week and prepare for an excellent UCLA football team. So I'll take any questions you guys have.
Bo, after looking at the film, where do you think the team made the most progress?
Well, I thought, there are a lot of areas. I mean, you look at every guy that played. I thought, especially some of the young guys were a lot more comfortable. I thought we communicated better. There were still some mistakes that we need to get cleaned up that maybe didn't hurt us in the game the other day that'll hurt you down the line. But I thought overall it was a lot cleaner. There were some things that we did better, and there's still a number of areas that where we need to improve. But I thought that it was a move in the right direction for us. But by no means, are we ready to go take on the Cowboys?
When you look at UCLA, how much better of a handle are you going to have on them since last year? More with a new coach. Obviously, now you kind of have a better feel maybe for
how. Oh, yeah, we have a lot more film on kind of what they do and our understanding of what they do. But they're a good football team. They're well coached. They're sound in what they do. It'll be a heck of a challenge for us.
A couple of your players said Saturday and today as well that you told the team that you guys owe
one,
the UCLA.
I don't use that at all. I mean, it's the next team on our schedule, we lost a game last year to them, and that's part of being a competitor. You want to go out and win the football game. This affords us that opportunity.
You go back to last year's game. What do they do that gave your defense some problems in that game in UCLA last year?
We didn't adjust well a couple times, and we may, we had a lot of missed tackles in that football game. I want to say that I remember going back. It was almost 300 yards of offense after first contact, and obviously that needs to. We need to improve in that area, because that's kind of what their offense is built on. It's about creating space and creating one-on-one opportunities for their guys, and that's their main philosophy. Spread you out and create space for their playmakers.
How do you tackle so far in the first 2 years?
I thought it's been good at times. I thought we got sloppy a couple times just on the perimeter the other day, where I don't like especially when we go low. When we shouldn't be, and at times I thought we made some plays in space the other day that helped us, but you miss one tackle out there, and when in this day and age, and it can cost you. So you that's a big part of the game now.
There's a bigger emphasis on tackling maybe there was 15 years ago. You have to teach these kids actually how to tackle, because they didn't learn a lot of it in youth football.
Absolutely, but it's more difficult when back in the a long time ago. You know, if they're running lead plays and they're between the tackles, you miss a tackle. Usually, they're going to be coming. But when you're out there on the perimeter and you miss a tackle, it's a lot more difficult to get more guys to the ball. Yeah, everyone's going to be flying to the ball. I thought we did that well the other day. I think that's where some of our team speed is helping us is on the defensive side of the ball is guys, you know, coming out of the stack and getting to the football. And because, you know, I've been around the game long enough to know that you're not going to be perfect. They have athletes too. You're going to miss some tackles. You better be playing hard and running to the football to make sure you minimize the mistakes when that happens. I thought Banderas, Gary, I thought that they did some good things. I thought they have a long way to go. But I thought there were some real positives. I thought they handled themselves very well. I thought their communication was good. I thought they obviously prepared very well. That's why they were in there in the first place. But I think they'll learn a lot from the film. And from their first experience there and starting the football game. And I think they'll be better because of it. And, you know, there'll be a little bit different challenges this week. I expect them to react well. You know, it's going to come down to, you know, once again, who you see at that spot is going to come down to how we practice this week. And who earns it throughout the week. You know, we have some options. I thought Zaire Anderson played well at times. He did some good things. Michael Rose did some good things. But, you know, there were enough mistakes, trust me, in there throughout that whole group that didn't necessarily bite us last Saturday, but they'll hurt you down the line. So there are things that we definitely need to get fixed.
You like the way at least making adjustments during the game was better. Did you guys change as coaches, change the way that you communicated with them on the sideline to relay your thoughts, why do you think that they were able to adjust a little
bit? I thought that they had a lot better understanding. I thought a lot of some of the things that maybe we saw in the first game, I think our guys had a lot better understanding of not just what to do, but more importantly, why we do it that way. And when you understand the why, it's easier to apply the how. And it's a lot easier to make adjustments because you understand, you know, because let's face it, you know, there are strengths and weaknesses to every defense you do. Right? There's different issues and different problems depending on alignment, the call, all those types of things. And you have to have an understanding of what those issues are to be able to correct and make adjustments to how an offense is attacking you. And I thought our guys had a better understanding in that game and going in. Of what those issues were and how they applied to each one of them.
What comes to mind? Kind of developed during the week then, I guess.
Absolutely. That's why I'm saying every single time these guys go out on the football field right now, it's important. It's you can't waste a day. That every single day is like an education for them. Because you see it, you experience it. A lot of times, especially in practice, you experience failure. And in my experience, usually you learn a lot more from failure sometimes than you do success. And, you know, that's why we try to put them in as many difficult situations as we possibly can in practice where the game is, hopefully slows down for them a little bit. But, you know, you have to stress them in practice. You can't just script for success in practice and then they have an unrealistic expectation of how things are going to go in the game because it's not going to go that way in a game. It's going to be more difficult. It's going to be faster. Things are going to be happening quicker, and you're going to have to adjust to things that maybe you weren't necessarily anticipating.
What comes to mind when you think of Brett Hundley and what you have to do to prepare for what he can do?
Good football player. He's smart. He understands their offense. He's athletic. And, you know, I think he has a real firm handle on what they do and why they do it. And he's a playmaker. He's a good football player.
How hard is it to scheme for a guy that can keep that play alive, maybe an extra second or two, kind of like what Smith or the kid from Wyoming?
He's got to lock up with receivers. You got to understand that he's going to get out a couple times. He's going to bide some time every now and then. And at the end of the day, you have to have discipline. As long as he's in the backfield, as long as he's behind the line of scrimmage, he's a passing threat. You got to be ready to lock up your receivers and understand that. And if you're staring back in the backfield too long at that point, you're going to get beat. You have to get in phase with your receivers, and you got to get your hands on receivers and be disciplined in those situations. And we'll try, you try and simulate it the best you can in practice and have some scrambles happen during practice, but it's a constant emphasis for us.
He was already pretty good last year. How much have you seen him improve looking at some new tape?
I think, we've only seen one game, but I thought he got better as the year went on. He had a heck of a year last year. He's a really good football player. And I think that, like I said, I think he has a really good handle on what they do and really understands their offense.
Are you frustrated by your offense's slow start?
No, yesterday was Saturday, but that was strange. It was, it was hard to get into a rhythm. The first drive, they were backed up and probably should have got out of there. And, we missed a cut that I thought was there, would have gotten us out of there. And it's hard to get into a rhythm the way that game started. With the defensive score, then you're backed up, and then we score again defensively. I mean, you only get a couple of plays in the first quarter, and it's kind of hard to start that way as an offense. Believe me, I'll take it again this week if it happens that way. But, that was a strange start. So, a little bit of it was the situation and kind of how the game unfolded that made it difficult on our offense.
Did your son play on the O-line 2 games?
I thought the offensive line overall played better the other day. I thought that there were less mistakes. There was overall, I thought we played a lot cleaner than we did and in the first game. And not that we played bad in the first game, but I thought that we did some better things. But believe me, there's still a lot more out there for that group.
What can you say about Sam Burch and his first career catch going for a touchdown?
You gotta love it. Here's a guy who really has come on strong. I've been talking about him and that he had a great spring. He came out, worked his butt off, and it's paying off for him. And he's followed up a great spring with a really good fall camp and put himself in the mix. We have a lot of confidence in Sam and what he can do for us.
I know you said you're not going to use it as motivation. I just remember talking to your players after the UCLA game, sharing a lot of them really hurt. And I think a lot of them watched the film on the plane. How did you react and just dealing with those guys in that moment?
Anytime you lose a football game, it's hard, it's difficult. But what happened last year, and these are two different teams, different time. It's really not going to impact it. You can sit there and do whatever you want and get mad or whatever. Both teams are going to be emotional. Both teams are going to want to win, and it's going to be whoever goes out and executes and to win the football game. And at the end of the day, I would hope, and I'm pretty positive that our team is motivated no matter what the situation. And it just so happens that we played this team a year ago, and it didn't. So if that provides our guys with extra motivation, so be it. I would hope it does. But hopefully that motivation will come in the form of great preparation, because that's how you win a football game. That's not about wanting to. It's about wanting to do the things that get you prepared to play great.
From your standpoint, did that game, just through your off-season review, did it alter some of the things that you do defensively or force you to make some tweaks?
No, I didn't treat that game any different than I do any other game. Every single game we play, every single game I've ever coached, I've looked at it and said, okay, what can I learn from it? What can I use to make myself better, make our defense better, make our team better? And that's what my job is. I didn't approach that game any different than I did this past Saturday or the Saturday before. Every single game, I have a a system, a process that, you know, we go through to use the experience we just had, whether it's a win by 50, a loss by 50, or you win, that you the process goes on and you continue on to use those experiences to make you better. And with me, I try to take kind of a black and white approach and try to learn as much as I can, good or bad, in every time we line up.
In previous years, you talked more about trying to achieve perfection on defense, but the younger group, is your tolerance level a little different for an error as long as it's made full blast?
No, not really. You know, at the end of the day, you know, our expectation is to for guys to do their job and execute. And maybe you expect a little more from a guy who's been through it for 3 or 4 years, but that wouldn't happen. But there, like, you know, there were some things, especially like in their last drive the other day that we had some guys in there that there were some things that happened that were inexcusable in my opinion. I don't care how many times they've been out there, that there are certain things that our expectation is that, you know, that they, when you've been through it a bunch of times and you have an understanding of what your technique is, you know, my expectation, our standard is you execute it exactly the way we're asking you to do it. And when you do that, good things happen. When you don't, things break down. That's where it comes back to preparation and having a focus and a discipline to take what we're asking you to do and apply it on Saturday.
Well, in your judgment, how has Andrew Green handled that transition to this point?
I think Andrew's done well. There's a number of things that Andrew can do to help us. And, he's a very versatile guy. And I think his role can, you know, I think he's getting a lot more comfortable with the safety spot now. And I think that's going to allow us even to use him in some other areas too. So, he's a good football player that has experience and has done a lot of good things. So we have a lot of confidence in him. I mean, nickel spot, dime spot, those types of things that depending on the type of offense that we're playing and just to give us some added depth in some areas because he can handle it. And now that he's played at the corner spot, the safety spot last year, I don't know if you remember, but he played a little bit. He played inside some, and believe me, that helps you because, you know, when you're playing a lot of snaps and they're going fast, and you know, it's, you need depth and you need guys that can do some multiple things but can handle it mentally. And I think Andrew's one of those guys.
UCLA had a giant tight end, a running back is pretty good too, a tough matchup out of the backfield. Do you see any matchup problems with guys that you're concerned about with their offense now that tight end and that running back are gone?
Well, what I hope is, I just hope that Coach Moore just leaves all his skilled people at home. I could handle that, but no, they got some good players over there, and they have some, you know, you look at Shaquille, their ex, is a good football player, and Devin Fuller, a young man who we recruited out of high school, that is a quarterback, and he moved over to wide receiver over there at UCLA. And so, I mean, they have some guys that that are good players. It'll be good matchups.
It's hard to project. Do you see Fuller as a guy that would move to wide receiver potentially if he come here? I know he's basically between UCLA and Nebraska.
We were recruiting him as a quarterback, and whether that would have played out that way, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, you look at Jamal. We recruited Jamal as a quarterback, and he saw the opportunity to play quarterback or wide receiver and get on the field quicker. So, I'm sure that's kind of what happened over there at UCLA.
Well, can you guys substitute as much on defense as you have been doing, or will you kind of have to get more of an established rotation in this type of ball game?
Well, no, we're not going to approach it much different. And, like I said, the guys that we have confidence in coming out of the week of preparation are the guys that will get the bulk of the reps. And I feel pretty good about our guys and how they've been rotating. It keeps them fresh. And especially if it's, you know, if it's hot like it has been on Saturday. You know, you got to play some, you know, some more bodies.
Is this the most you've ever rotated guys in on a defense that you can remember?
No. I mean, this is the ideal situation. I haven't been able, you know, we haven't done that in the past, in the last couple of years. And, you know, I wish we would have been a little bit deeper. Like I said, I came out of last year, and I said probably the biggest mistake I made was redshirting some of these guys, some of the redshirt freshmen, because, you know, later on in the years when we had some injuries, we didn't have guys that had some, who had playing time and had the experience. And, you know, you look at that and you say, okay, I screwed it up, you know, and you know, I'm not scared to say that. I that's when I look back, I wish I would have done it differently. So, you know, you have to plan for those things and make adjustments as you go forward. That's what we're doing.
Well, with the way offenses have evolved in football, I guess, both the college and the pro level, when you look at, like, total yardage, numbers of yards allowed and so forth, is that different now, maybe what a good game is nowadays compared to what it was years ago, or maybe, like, if you held some of the 300 yards, that was kind of like a goal, or now maybe higher is more appropriate?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you know, I've never really been big on statistics, but a little bit of it is the type of conference you play in, the type of style of offenses that you're playing. I mean, you know, I've always believed that, you know, I never really got caught up. Number one, my goal is just to hold them to one less than, I don't care if we win 50-49 or 10-9. That's all I care about. At the end of the day, it's about doing what you have to do on any given day to win a football game. And, you know, every game, every situation is going to be a little bit different. I don't get caught up in all that. And some of it's the style of the game that you're going to play. You know, how the game goes early. There's a lot of different things, but I'm more concerned with scoring offense than I am yards. But, you know, I know they both equate to a certain extent, but, you know, you have to look at each opponent you're playing and say, okay, what do you have to do to win the game? Some of the time it's stopping the run, and you know, there's a little bit of a mix of, you know, do you have to limit them in the run game? Is it about the big play? Is it about, are they gonna chuck it around 65 times? Every single week is a different challenge as far as that's concerned. And if is a head coach, a defensive coordinator, guys, you know, if you get too caught up in statistics, you're probably not gonna make the right decisions. And at the end of the day, my job is to give our players the best opportunity to win a football game, and that's both sides of the football.
You're listening to Bo Pelini's weekly press conference on the Doug and Daddy Show here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
Just advantages of playing that against some of these offenses that like to move quickly.
Well, it's change their running game some, change their targets. There's a, you know, it's to give them a different looks, different, you know, they're different. You present them with different challenges too. When you see in a 3-man front, and same way, if you line up in a 4-man front all the time, and then they're going to know where you are, or vice versa. We like to, you know, be a little bit more versatile and give a couple different looks, and it gives us a little more multiplicity, and that's the theory behind it. I think in our probably this year, our personnel lends a lot more towards being able to accomplish that, where we didn't necessarily have that type of personnel over the last couple of years. We were a little more limiting. That just wasn't what our strength was.
That's the reason why you're using it a little bit more. Is that part of mid-season?
Oh, yeah. We've always had it. Yeah. We've had, you know, just, you know, at times it's like it doesn't make sense trying to pound a square peg into a round hole. You know, if that's not your strength, then you got to lean on some other areas and play a little bit differently.
The keys to make it work, you need some athleticism at the end and a true note.
Yeah, you got to have those types. You got to have some guys that have a little bit of versatility. Obviously, a guy that can stand up and do some of those things and obviously, you know, some tackles that could go out there and a guy who can play on the nose and do that well, and a guy, you know, and a tackle that can move out and play on a tackle at times. You have to have guys that have, you know, a little bit more multiple skill sets.
I know why you have to do it, but the uniform thing, I mean, playing with the black, what's your take on the look you guys are going to present this week?
I think it'd be, you know, it was something that, you know, started a couple years ago, and the players have liked it. I think for the most part, the fans have liked it. It just gives you a different look for a game, and I think it's been good for us in recruiting. I think Adidas and, you know, our administration, and they've done a good job of, working together to have something that isn't so outlandish. You know, let's face it, Nebraska, you know, and the fans and this place is still about tradition, and that'll never change here. And I think they've done a good job of having something different without being outlandish and staying with, even though it's a alternate look, still a fairly traditional look that doesn't go against the values of this program.
Are better cooling players? Is there an actual benefit on the field to wearing a jersey like this?
That's way over my head. I don't know.
Are you guys going to have a big recruiting weekend? Are you planning that, or is the early start negated?
You know, that hurts it, obviously, the early start. But, I haven't looked at the numbers this week. That's usually, you know, middle to the end of the week that I look and see who's coming in. But I think we have we'll have a fairly good showing of recruits.
This is kind of an off-the-wall question, but, you know, this is the only match, I think, in the Big Ten this week that's between two ranked teams. Notre Dame takes, essentially, the primetime spot because ESPN gets to choose Notre Dame. Do you think the Big Ten has hampered itself by teams continuing to schedule them and thus taking away primetime spots from other Big Ten teams that aren't playing Notre Dame? Do you think does that hurt? Has that hurt you guys at all?
I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly how that's all determined and why they choose what games they choose. And obviously Notre Dame's always a player in it, because of the, because, I mean, let's face it, they're the ones, that's why they've always gotten a big television contract. But, I don't get caught up in all that. But does that hurt us? Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I feel like it's a good football game, and people are going to know it's going to be two good football teams. It's going to get its share of attention.
Anthony Barr is a big-time prospect. What problems does he pose for your offense?
He's a heck of a player. He's a good player. He's physical. He's athletic. He can rush the passer, and can do a lot of things well. He's a really good player. Plays a run well. Rushes the passer well. I think they've done it. They do a good job of using him.
Anything else, coach?
Thanks, guys.